planned to be held in 6 phases in the course of 8 days. They'll cover an area of 141,000 square kilometers stretching from the strategic Strait of Hormuz to the Indian Ocean. According to military officials, the drills aim to improve combat readiness as well as using the latest defensive achievements, including the domestically built Jamaran warship and submarines recently added to the Navy fleet. Chief Commander of the Navy, Admiral Habibullah Sayari, says the maneuvers aim to display Iran's ability in defending its territory and carries the message of peace and friendship for regional countries. Sayari has reiterated that countries in the region do not need outsiders for their security. This is Iran's first drills in international waters. Combat and logistical units of the Navy will be taking part in exercises while being supported by the Air Force fighter jets, surface, subsurface, and air-to-sea missiles, as well as air defense systems will also be used. The maneuvers focus on ways to secure Iran's national interests. They're also aimed at increasing shipping security, upgrading the Navy's capabilities, and dealing with piracy. The latest exercise come after the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps held massive drills in the region late April. The Great Prophet 5 exercises focused on defending Persian Gulf coasts and islands. Defense Minister Ahmed Vahidi described the drills as successful. He said the maneuvers proved Iran's high defensive potential and indicated that the IRGC is able to safeguard the security of the entire region.
The first message of the drills was peace and security for regional countries and that these countries are able to provide the security of the region on their own. In fact, it is security provided by regional states that remains stable.
On to news out of France now, where an Iranian engineer wanted by U.S. authorities for allegedly violating sanctions against Iran has won the extradition case brought against him. Majid Kakavand had been arrested in France 14 months ago and then spent nearly 6 months in prison. Now he's completely free and has already been given back his passport. Press TV's Marc Dautier has been following that case from Paris.
Pure relief for Majid Kakavand. Free to leave France after the United States lost its extradition case against him.
Because after 6 months of a stay in jail in France and 8 months of obligatory residency in France, I can finally go back to my country to restart my normal living.
He'd arrived in Paris in March of last year for a holiday, but was arrested at the request of the US. Their officials claimed Mr. Kakavand had broken the American trade embargo against Iran by buying goods intended for use by Iran's military.
The American tried to mislead the French judiciary system and conduct their own policies. Here, I find it essential to appreciate the French justice and say congratulations to them because they were not deviated in spite of all political and propagandistic pressures made by the United States.
Lengthy arguments over the nature and use of the goods involved and the wording of extradition treaties consumed much of the court's time. Ultimately, the judges decided the U.S. had failed to present a strong enough case. Will you be looking for some kind of compensation either against France or the U.S. for your time in prison?
I have told before that the American authorities, destroyed my life and my personality and have caused me lots of damages. And I think they have to be responsible for this. With my lawyers, we will think about it to see what we can do.
Media speculation that the French and American authorities had pressured the court was dismissed by Mr. Kakavan's lawyer.
The French judiciary system looked into this case and the factual element of this case with two expertise before rendering its decision and being assured of the factual elements and the legal reason for denying the American petition.
So Majid Kakavand is at last free, and he tells me that all he's thinking about right now is being reunited with his family in Iran. Marc Vautier, Press TV, Paris.
Well, Tehran's International Book Fair, now marking its 23rd year, attracts thousands of book lovers and writers for what is actually a 10-day celebration of books. Well, this year, the most significant publishing event in Asia and the Middle East has brought together some 980 foreign publishers from across the globe. We have Gisu Mishal Ahmadi on that.
The paradise for book lovers in Iran. Tehran's Grand Musalla is once again the place to go to get your armload of books, not solely judged by their cover, and feeling that sense of victory when you finally get your hands on the book you've been searching for months. 2,000 publishers have filled the venue wall to wall with books showcasing over 200,000 titles.
This year, we have made it easier for students to use government subsidies to buy books, and there are sideline events such as book reviews, commemoration ceremonies, and discussion forums.
And probably the biggest news is the 9 sideline sessions scheduled to discuss copyright in Iran.
Our legal code to protect intellectual property is quite comprehensive, but about 40 years old and requires revision. We've prepared a draft including amendments to the law. The future is promising, especially regarding international conventions.
Still a long way to go, but at least a first step taken. While the academic world enjoys the exclusive opportunity to browse through 170,000 textbooks, reference books, and journals, available with up to 50% discount. The international section is hosting 980 foreign publishers from around the world, presenting their latest publications, making it the largest publishing event in the Middle East.
Because we bring university books, sure it is profitable for us, and it's also good for the students over here because the students don't get to get the books usually in the bookstores available in Iran.
French books for kids are not easy to find. I'm a teacher and I come here every year. I can tell you that this year there's even more variety.
The fair is also a chance to learn more about different cultures.
There is Japanese arts, horticultural techniques, Japanese cuisine, and even books to help you learn the language.
Meanwhile, the kids section, taking up twice as much space as it did last year and hosting 250 publishers, is the most tempting and better improved parts of the fair compared to previous years.
The 23rd annual Tehran International Book Fair will end on May 15th, with book lovers looking forward to an even more interesting fair next year. Gisu Mishal Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, 15 states from sub-Saharan Africa have reported on progress.